May only his word be spoken, only his word heard. Amen. You need to hang tough. From 2 Corinthians. In 1957, Richie Ashburn, center fielder for the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team, swung and hit a foul ball that went into the stands and struck a spectator named Alice Roth. As she was being taken out on a stretcher, Richie Ashburn, who was still at bat, hit another foul ball. Yeah, you got it. Struck her a second time as she was being taken off the field. That was a bad day for poor, poor Alice. And it got me to thinking about how we might label the days of our lives. Perhaps the vast majority of our days may be called ordinary days. These are days we run through our usual routines. We eat the same breakfast. I bet a lot of you do. Don't you eat the same breakfast day after day? You boring people, you. We go to work, we go to school, we stay at home and do our customary things. It's all a typical pattern. That's the ordinary days. Then there are what I call adrenaline days. These are the days when we have special challenges, whether good or bad. We are not on automatic anymore. Whether we face a challenge or we face something that is really great, our heart beats a little faster, our focus needs to be sharper. These days are not tedious, these days are not monotonous, these days are eventful and exciting and perhaps terribly scary. Then there are the mountaintop days. These are the days when everything comes together. The world looks bright and sunny. These are the days of good fortune and celebration. These are the days we all yearn for, we all want to have. Now you knew this was coming. Then there are the dark days. These are the days that sting. These are the days of despair and discouragement, hard days. You have cancer. Your mother died. You are betrayed by a friend or a spouse. God is silent. Depression lays hold of you. Troubles abound and overwhelm. The dark days. Now I want to ask you, don't we have all kinds of days like these? Don't we have every one of them? Ordinary days, adrenaline days, mountaintop days, and dark days? We do. One thing that has frankly bothered me in reading the Bible is that God continually tests his people. Have you noticed that in the reading? And it seems like the best people in the Bible get tested the hardest. Like Job, I want to say, you know everything, Lord. Why do you have to test me? Abraham, go sacrifice your one and only son by Sarah. Implied, and prove you love me. If I was Abraham, I would have said, Lord, you already know I love you. Why are you going to make me do such a thing? He didn't say that, but I would have. C.S. Lewis famously said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone. So one common response to God's testing is to run away. There are any number of ways to run away, but I would suggest to you this is what drugs and alcohol is all about. You get high, you get drunk, no more problems. Oh, what do I care? Running away. Or you immerse yourself in pleasures or in pornography or in food or even in work. You run down these avenues to escape. That's what they are. They're escapes, running away. But there's another way, and we have to understand this way, because if we face the dark days, the trials of our life in this way, it can lead to really good things. The Apostle Paul outlines this way in our scripture for today. To put it succinctly, we may want to run away, but that's not going to help us. Paul says you need to hang tough. The letter of 2 Corinthians is an intensely personal letter that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. In it, he reveals so much about himself and his personal vulnerabilities. But he also shows us why God tests us. And if we're to grow in faith, why we need to stand firm. Paul had more problems than the average person. I wouldn't want to trade places with him. For the love of Jesus, he endured beatings, imprisonment, shipwreck. He was stoned to the point of death. He was deserted by friends when he needed them the most. And to top it all off, as good as he was, God gave him one of the most severe tests that I've read about in the scriptures. He gave him a thorn in the flesh. Whatever it was, and we're not sure, it was a very painful health challenge. Well, you think about it. It was called a thorn in the flesh. Think about a thorn in your flesh that doesn't come out. But the Spirit allowed Paul to understand why he was given this test. God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Power made perfect in weakness. We all have a strong, I mean a very strong attachment to feelings of self-sufficiency. We trust in ourselves. We believe in our own thoughts, opinions, and attitudes. We know what's right for us, right? This is a false confidence. It separates us from God. Tests from God come to shatter it. We can come to see our own human strength for what it really is. If we don't run away from these dark days,